This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Purveyors of fine tunes since 2007.
We do want your chain suggestions, please, following on from Wicked Game by Chris Isaac. But that is Out of Control by Lush from the Blindspot EP that comes out on the 15th of April. How does it feel having a new Lush record on the radio, Mickey?
Oh, it's lovely.
It sounds dreamy and instantly recognisable. And when you come back together after all this time and you start playing and working on ideas, does it immediately sound like Lush again?
Yes, it does, because it's inescapable. We're not good enough musicians to sound like anything else, so it's just us.
Yeah.
Would it have been odd if, you know, Mickey, in the meantime, like, one of you got... all you listened to was, like, glitch techno, and the other one all you listened to was grime and jazz. Would it have been... That would have been a bit of a difficult one if someone said, yeah, you know, there's a Lush reunion on the cards, but have you heard it? It's nothing like what they used to be like. So
it's our jazz odyssey.
Exactly. So you could have, you know, you could have all renounced everything you'd ever done before and decided, no, I don't like that kind of music anymore. But clearly, there's still some of, you know. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. How did this happen? How did this happen?
How did this happen? Well, really, we did talk about a reunion about 8 years ago.
Right.
Mainly because Phil was in the Mary Chain and there was someone involved who suggested it.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't really going to happen and I was really not up for it. And
you'd sort of retired from... You had stepped away from music, really, hadn't you?
Yeah, I mean, after, you know, obviously the band ended in really upsetting circumstances.
With the passing of Chris, of course.
Which, absolutely. Yeah. And I just basically just completely shut myself away. I just didn't really want to be in that world at all. And so coming back was always going to be a difficult decision. And I think, well, it's been 20 years now, and I think this time around, I suppose it's a contributing number of factors. I mean, one of them is that, you know, I'm not massively into social media, so it was a bit of a shock to me to see, you know, Emma going like, look, there's all these people on Facebook who want us to reform and it's all going to be great and they're not going to slag us off and, you know, sort of say that shoegazing's awful or anything like that. So that was quite heartening and, you know, it was a lot of interest. I mean, also the people who we made the EP with, Daniel Hunt from Ladytron and Jim Abbas, you know, that came at an earlier stage, so they showed an interest in wanting to work with us. So that was really encouraging. And, you know, lots of little things. I'm going to be 50 next year, and I just thought, this is my last chance. I read that Viv Albertine book.
Yeah.
Yes, because she had a year of saying... She's been on this show, and she had a year of saying yes to everything, didn't she? And that was an influence, wasn't it?
Well, it was, because actually, I've always been influenced, you know... People always say, oh, you know, what bands influenced you? Why did you form a band? And for me, it's actually the smaller, lower end version. If I went to see Susie and the Banshees play live, I wouldn't think, wow, they're amazing, I can do that. I need to see someone smaller and lower key and think, OK, I could do that, possibly. And when I read Viv's book, I did think, wow, this was a really hard row for her to hoe. But it's described every step of the way. And you think, well, it's hard work and it's commitment. But, yeah, I could do that, you know. So I thought it was really inspiring.
Right, yeah. I mean, Emma, of course, she'd done the Sing Sing thing, hasn't she, as well as being a bookkeeper. I mean, so she she had sort of, you know, kept some kind of foot in a musical camp.
Yes. I don't think Sing Sing was ever like a full-time thing.
No, no.
But, yes, she carried on. And I think she has written music throughout. You know, she's always dabbled with it.
Yeah. And you said that you'd shut yourself away from music and had turned your back on that in that sense. But presumably you'd still been a fan. You know, had you kept abreast of what went on in music? You know, did you buy records? Did you listen to records?
Not really.
Did you know?
No. It became a bit, I think even when I was in the band, it became quite hard to listen to current music because you're constantly getting it thrown at you.
Yeah.
That, oh, this is your competition, or these are the up and coming bands, or why aren't you writing songs like this? You know, and it just spoils it, actually.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't really, you know, I just rely on my partner and the kids to kind of come back with
yeah.
some.
Yeah.
Did you even play the guitar in the intervening years, or was it just in a case under the bed, the beloved Rickenbacker of old?
Oh, they were all gathering dust in the loft, actually.
Yeah.
I think the only time I played a bit of guitar was when me and the kids would get together and play Monkees songs or something.
Right.
So have you had to relearn all the old songs now, then, for these upcoming gigs?
I have. And some of it were in some very well-leafed bits of paper down the back of God knows what.
Yeah.
But I actually had to sit there and watch YouTube videos of live shows.
Did you?
Yes. And freeze-frame them. And, oh, my God, it was just hours of thinking, what is that chord? And why did we write such complicated songs? Why couldn't we just be a three-chord punk band?
Yeah.
And I notice on the EP that you know, you've written the words and Emma's written the music. And so is that more of a collaborative process you're going through now? Because you have written together, of course, down the years. But, you know, for a large part, the Lush albums were a set of your songs and a set of Emma's songs.
Yeah, I mean, we always wrote very separately. I think part of that was lack of confidence. We were never a band that would turn up with half a song and go, you know, right, let's jam this.
Yeah.
You know, it was always kind of like, OK, I need to finish this because otherwise no one's going to want to be involved. And I think, you know, with this, because everyone's got jobs and kids, and it was sort of quite piecemeal the way it came together. So once Jim and Danny got on board, it was really Emma who only had the time to actually write the music. So I was like, OK, well, I'll do the lyrics, so I can do that while I'm doing the washing up or something. And so that's how...
You don't strike me, Mickey. Some people who have been, you know, successful rock bands and then aren't, you can see that they're burning up with the desire to get back, and it's like they're not properly, you know, firing on all cylinders until they're back. I say, you don't give me that impression. So you give me the impression that you were quite happy to have turned, you to have said, no, I do something else now with my life.
Yeah, I absolutely was.
Yeah.
I think because, you know, the best bit for me about being in a band really was just the music.
Yeah.
Playing the music and playing live and recording albums and all of that is fantastic. But the rest of it, despite the fact that we were famous for kind of, you know, turning up and leaguing about or whatever, I mean, actually all of that was, you know, quite tiresome in the end. And I used to joke with people who I work with who'd say, God, aren't you desperate to go back into music? You don't want a job here, do you? And I'd be like, well, if I could just open a door in my living room and be on stage somewhere, play that, and then just immediately be back at home, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the bit that was always stopping me.
Yeah, because you were, of course, a leading light, Mickey, of the scene that celebrated itself. Do you remember that?
Oh, well, the scene that celebrates itself was that even a scene?
Yeah.
It was just the Falcon, wasn't it? Wasn't it just people?
Subterranean. Wasn't it Subterranean?
I think it was the Camden
was
Falcon.
It?
I think it was Silverfish, My Bloody Valentine, and whoever else lived locally went to Camden.
Oh, I was sort of thinking it was Subterranean on Tottenham Court Road. You remember that? Not Subterranean. What was that place on Tottenham Court Road? Anyway,
I'll tell you what. Anyway.
Was it Tottenham Court Road Tube Station?
No, but it was very near there. Right. It was a tiny little club under the pavements, that someone will remember. Sub something.
Right.
Anyway,
okay, I blotted that out.
That was definitely where that crew, where everyone hung out in that period in the 90s.
Well,
anyway,
Stuart, you must know, it was your lot that bloody made it up, wasn't it?
Well, I can't remember what it was, sub something or other. Anyway, it'll come back to me. By the way, speaking of which, but Polly Birkbeck has been on, Mickey, and says, has Madam been on yet? She's on now, by the way, Polly. Madam's on now, and she will be again in a few moments.
Let's have some more music. So Mickey from Lush is with us. Would you prefer another new one or an old one? You choose.
It's entirely up to you. I really don't mind.
Okay, what should we do?
Should we have, I don't know, what do you think people would like? Would they like to hear new or would they like to hear an old? I won't say which old one it is. Go on, what?
People really like the new sound. And that's not helping, is it?
That's been hugely helpful.
Right. Well, someone will have to make a decision. Here we go.
The next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight.
Oh God, the boy has such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night.
such a lady killer. But you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself. And he's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years back. A lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. You were there, you're such a lady killer. I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer. But we know where it's coming from, and we know the score.
That kicked off with a bit of hanging out in Camden, didn't it? In the opening line of the lyrics, Lady Killers by Lush. Mickey is with us. Have you learnt that one?
Have I learned that one?
Yeah.
Oh, what you mean playing it?
Yes.
I've got that one down.
You've not forgotten that you're playing live again, Mickey.
It occurs to me at 4 o'clock in the morning.
The Roundhouse, the 6th and the 7th of May. Manchester Academy on the 25th of November. Is that it? Or are there more dates to come? Or?
Well, we're going to America We are doing some little festivals in Europe and stuff. So there's bits and pieces, but those are the UK dates, really.
Are you gonna have pink hair?
No, I'm not going to have pink hair.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because it's black now, is it?
Yeah. It's whatever is on the boots, you know, the kind of shelves in the chemist.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right, fair enough. Yeah. Down the front says, great to hear the new Lush stuff. Beautiful flowing sound. And Jem in Teddington says, lovely to hear Mickey on the radio. My three daughters were in the video for Single Girl and they're in their mid to late 20s now.
Wow. That's a claim to fame.
How lovely to hear Lush on the radio. What a band they were, stroke are, says Richard Lay. And Moz Bloke says, I'll just keep this simple. That new Lush song is great.
It is great. Yeah. I mean, the gigs are nearly sold out at the Roundhouse. So would those be the biggest sort of solo headline shows for Lush ever? Two nights at the Roundhouse.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the Friday was sold out, but I think because I think they think you're on a record label. We are, but we're on our own label, so they hold back these tickets. So we've got a few extra now for the Friday. So, you know.
We've been nervous.
I will be nervous. I will be very nervous.
Right.
But we are rehearsing like crazy.
Who's on the drums then?
Justin from Elastica.
Right,
Justin
great.
Welch.
Okay.
And how is Lush playboy about time Phil King? Is he keeping well?
Oh, he's doing very well, yes. He's kind of, you know, he's got his family live in Porto, so he's got kids.
Really?
His partner, so he's a kind of international.
He's always been
in it. So play down the playboy bit.
I don't mean playboy in that sense, but you know what I mean. He's always been such the last word in cool, isn't he, Phil? You know what I mean?
Yes, and a fantastic raconteur.
Absolutely, it's great. Yeah.
Well, you and Emma, I mean, obviously the root of the band was your childhood friendship and sort of, you know, hanging out in Camden and making fanzines and all that sort of thing. So when the band broke up, was your friendship fractured or did that survive?
Well, we had a bit of a spot of steering clear of each other,
right.
I think it had got very intense by the end of the band. And I think when Chris died, it almost didn't give us any space to be apart. You know, we all had to really pull together.
Mm.
So we had a bit of a hiatus for a few years, but, you know, you can't keep a good friendship down. So.
No. So that's fully restored, to say, is it? That's good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
I don't suppose you'd do it if it wasn't, would you? Because, you know, you have to get back together and know that you can sort of share the same space again, don't you?
Yes, I think only bands who make phenomenal amounts of money do that.
Yeah. get together because it's like, you know, separate limos, separate hotels.
Separate private jet, that, you know. We can't really do that. We're just going to be cheek by jowl in a bus, so.
Right.
It says that Blind Spot, the new EP's out on the 15th of April, and then the day after, a vinyl box set of all your albums out for Record Store Day.
Yes.
That's nice.
Well, we had 4AD released the chorus.
Yeah.
thing at Christmas. So now this is the vinyl thing. See, again, I know nothing about this stuff, but apparently vinyl, people are going crazy for
started
it.
Started selling in Sainsbury's again today, apparently.
No way, really.
That's amazing, all over the news. Apparently Sainsbury's are selling vinyl records again.
Wow.
Well, I say again, indeed, if they ever have done. Yeah.
My youngest daughter is 13. She bought her a birthday present for her her friend George, and it was Nirvana, Nevermind, on vinyl.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Age 13.
They've got anything to play it on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, there. Yeah. Okay.
Amazing. There'll be 8-track cartridges next. So it must be... But, you know, all the apprehensiveness to one side and waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and all that, it must be really exciting, Mickey, is it?
It is. And I think, you know, part of the reason why I want to, you know, rehearse really well and get it good, because I actually want to enjoy it. I do actually want to go out there and have a brilliant time.
Yeah.
And not just sort of stand there frozen in the headlights, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Will your kids come and watch you doing the gigs then?
I think, yes, they definitely come to the Roundhouse. So, I mean, I did do a couple of years ago, it was actually a band that Chris had been in, this punk band called Hard Skin. I did a guest vocal on their album, and they played live at this all ages show once, and we turned up with the kids, and I think only about halfway through the kids realised that I was going to perform, and my son looked at me and said, are you going to be singing now? And I was like, yeah, and he just buried his head in his hands and went, oh god. So we'll see how they survive the Roundhouse.
What happens after these gigs and the American thing? Because one of the things I think that comes up quite a lot, that people, you know, people look back on the intensity of being in a band, and you touched on it there, people saying, why don't you write these songs? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And people say, you know, if only we'd have been sort of brave enough just to step away for 6 months and not do anything and take that pressure off, things would be a lot different. And I think people have learnt from that. And now they're understanding that, you know, they can have a band as a kind of part-time job that goes on forever. You can be back, but you don't have to do it all the time again.
Yes, that's true. Although, you know, the second you get going, there is a momentum and people do start, you know, wanting and making demands. And, you know, understandably, that's great. You know, it's great that people want to hear it, but you can get very easily swept up in that, I think. Mm. So it's quite... And also, you know, the band have to agree.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the problems that happen in bands, that one person is desperate to do that and the rest are going like, oh, I kind of fancy a holiday, you know.
Yeah.
So it's difficult.
Yeah.
Well, let's just recap. Blind Spot is out 15th of April. Lush are back. They're playing the Roundhouse on the 6th and 7th of May, which is pretty much sold out, but you never know, you might still get in there. Manchester Academy, the 25th of November. There is more information at lushofficial.com, and I think the Twitter is lushbandtweets.
And, of course, since you were last here, you've become a bath bomb. I mean, Lush has become the...
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yes, we did wonder if we'd have problems with that, whether they'd be ringing us up and demanding that we change our name to Lush Inc. or something.
Yeah. Don't they have a label? Don't they release
a record
music?
Label?
Yeah.
Do they?
I think they
really?
Do. I think they do. I think there's something.
Well, there you go.
But there must be a time.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, look, it's wonderful to have you back, and the new record is really fabulous. Every song on the every one of the four songs on that is great. So
thank you.
Really good.
Lovely to talk to you again, Mickey, after all this time.
Yes, great to speak to you too.
Okay, bye. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.